The Waterloo Region District School Board voted again last night to confirm that Trustee Mike Ramsey had breached the board's code of conduct. On June 6, a decision made by trustees found that Ramsey had violated the code of conduct. Sanctions were imposed in light of that breach. Sanctions include censorship of Trustee Ramsey, barring him from attending all of last night's board meeting, barring him from sitting in on committee of the whole meetings up to and including September 30, 2022, and restriction of Ramsey to attend in-camera meetings or receive materials for in-camera meetings up to and including September 30, 2022. Ramsey received formal written notification of the June 6 finding and sanctions in a letter on June 8. On June 24, Ramsey exercised his right under the Code of Conduct to ask for reconsideration of the decision. Ramsey was allowed to attend, but not participate in, Monday night's virtual meeting up until trustees voted. Should the decision made on June 6 regarding the breach of the Code of Conduct, or the decision related to sanctions for that breach, be revoked or buried in any way, Trustee Ramsey would be able to participate for the rest of this meeting. However, if the finding and the sanctions are confirmed, then he would not, School Board Chair Scott Piatkowski said. Before the public meeting on Monday, trustees met in a closed session to deliberate. Options available to trustees were to move to confirm, bury or revoke the decisions made on June 6. A motion was moved by Trustee Cindy Watson during that session and seconded by Cotty Smith to revoke the decision that Trustee Ramsey had breached the code. It was then brought forward in the public session for a vote. Watson asked to speak to the motion, but Piatkowski refused. You cannot speak to the motion. Deliberations occur in camera where you spoke to your motion. Now we are moving on to a public session by the Code of Conduct. There is no debate on this motion in a public session, he said. Two-thirds of trustees confirmed the earlier decisions about Ramsey's conduct. Trustees Smith, Watson, and Wetham voted to revoke the finding against Ramsey and to allow him to rejoin board meetings. Ramsey spoke out ahead of Monday night's meeting. In a release on his Twitter, Ramsey reiterated his criticism of the decision to censure him for an alleged breach of the board's code of conduct last February. Ramsey wrote in his attached statement, "Folks, I am not popular with the majority of the trustees, because I don't follow their political agenda. The abuse and weaponization of the complaint process to silence a black trustee whose opinions they don't like is the result. This is not worthy of Canadian democracy." Ramsey says he is not permitted to give specifics about the complaint against him and believes the secrecy around it is creating harmful speculation impacting members of the public and himself. He believes the complaint is motivated by disagreement with his positions at board meetings and statements made by constituents. Ramsey, along with fellow trustee Watson, was critical of a board review of library material and recently called for a review of the use of critical race theory in school lesson plans. Ramsey said he is not the board's representative and that his job is to represent the public to the board and to help govern the board on behalf of residents. I will continue to do that to the best of my ability, and will continue to demand, without compromise, open, transparent and accountable governance from the board, he said. Trustees confirmed that Ramsey did breach the code in the following sections: integrity and dignity of the office, compliance with legislation, civil behavior, upholding decisions by refusing to accept and respect the decisions of the chair and of the board, and accusing fellow trustees of unlawful conduct. We will say goodbye to Trustee Mike Ramsey, who is not entitled to attend the rest of tonight's board meeting, Piatkowski said. In a tweet on June 26, Ramsey said some officials are being asked to leave their identities at the door. Meanwhile, they are forcing parents, students, staff and myself to leave our identities at the door, Ramsey wrote. For some, the door has been locked.